Swedish singer-songwriter Jens Lakeman used to make music with samples on samples on samples, but he didn't actually have permission to use them all, so he had to pull two of his biggest albums from streaming services. Recently, he remade them and did one of the scariest things an artist can do. He revisited his old work. NPR's Alex Chung has more.
In the early 2000s, Jens Lakeman had just started his career as...
I'm a Swedish pop star, I guess.
He was making thoughtful, funny, romantic indie pop, chock full of personal stories, and bursting
with samples from records that I found at flea markets, hundreds and thousands of tiny little snippets of audio from this place and that place.
In that era of file sharing and free love, some artists, including Jens, were less than careful about paying for samples. But over the next decade and a half, the bill came due.
It's very, very difficult and expensive to clear samples.
And because he couldn't clear them all, Jens had to delete two of his biggest albums from the world. Both 2005's Oh You're So Silent, Jens, and 2007's Night Falls Over Kortedala were pulled from streaming services, and Jens's label had to stop pressing them, too.
It was like the record never had existed in the first place.
But Jens had a surprise up his sleeve. He had secretly started re-recording to get around the uncleared samples.
I found the time to actually do it during the pandemic.
And a couple of months ago, Jens released a new version of Oh You're So Silent called The Cherry Trees Are Still in Blossom, and a new version of Night Falls called The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom. They're more than just reissues, but they aren't full remakes.
I wanted these records to be like portals or tombstones for the original records.
So the lyrics are all the same, but some familiar things are missing, or tweaked, or reimagined. And other changes are more wholesale, like with two of Jens's biggest early hits.
Maple Leaves and Black Cab are completely new. Black Mostly because those songs consisted of basically all samples. Black
But there was also something deeper that Jens had to contend with. Some baggage around his old persona.
I remember doing an interview with a Belgian journalist when Night Falls Over Kortedala came out. He was just like, so this is just another collection of clumsy love-struck man-child songs. I hate it. And I realized I wanted to move on from that.
Jens had gotten tired of that clumsy love-struck man-child. Tired of his younger self. But for this project, he had to dive deep into the songs he'd written back then. Like one of his first big hits, Maple Leaves.
It's all about the misunderstandings of love. She said it was all make-believe, but I thought she said maple leaves. But I thought she said maple
leaves. Thing is, back then, when it came to love, Jens didn't really know what he was talking about. He was kind of just making it all up.
I actually kind of used my songs in a way to push myself to go talk to girls. So a lot of those songs were like trying out different costumes.
In the 20 years since, Jens has actually experienced real romance and real heartbreak. And the more he learns about love, the more you'd think he'd cringe at an old song like Maple Leaves. But when he picked it up again for this project...
Looking back on Maple Leaves... I think I nailed it in that song.
This time, Jens saw something new in it.
It's like I've been going around in circles, and then I came back to that, and I was like, oh, wait, hang on, this is such a perfect portrait of love or heartbreak. These things that we think that we're going to understand as we get older, but as we get older, we realize that there's nothing to understand. I never understood
at all. For self-critical Jens, remaking these two albums became something unexpected, a labor of self-love.
Working on these songs became like a dialogue between my 41-year-old self and my 21-year-old self. It was just a moment to see myself from the outside and like what I saw and be proud of what I saw.
In two new music videos promoting the remakes, present-day Jens watches footage of himself from the past, from the early 2000s. So after this whole experience, what does Jens see now, literally, when he looks back at that younger Jens from forever ago?
I'm thinking you should get rid of those sideburns.
Yours truly, Jens Lickmann. Alex Chung, NPR News.